The prosecutor at the new International Criminal Court says he is closely following the conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo and that mass killings in the northeast of the country could be the basis for the court's first case. The court's prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo, says the killings in Congo's Ituri province are the most urgent matter so far brought before the court that actually falls within its authority. Mr. Moreno Ocampo noted that the Democratic Republic of Congo has ratified the treaty that created the court. The alleged crimes are grave, and the Congo government seems to be unable to prosecute cases itself. The prosecutor says the court is sending a message.
We are now here, and we will investigate and punish people who are killing people in Ituri. So this is the message. Of course, the message could prevent crimes tomorrow, and that's why we are, for us it's so urgent to send the message.
Experts estimate that some 5,000 civilians have been killed in Ituri since the court's authority became effective last year. The violence is part of a five-year conflict that has involved several African nations and killed millions of people. Mr. Moreno Ocampo says his office has received nearly 500 complaints from 66 countries around the world about alleged crimes and conflicts ranging from the Israeli-Palestinian dispute to the civil war in Ivory Coast. But Mr. Moreno Ocampo says the court cannot pursue those complaints because they don't fall within its jurisdiction. Either the countries involved have not ratified the court's treaty, the alleged crimes were committed before the court came into existence, or they are outside its authority, such as environmental damage or drug trafficking. Mr. Moreno Ocampo says the highest number of complaints over a single conflict concerned Iraq. There are about 100 of them, but he says none of them will be investigated. Many had to do with the alleged crime of aggression, which because of disagreements between countries is not yet defined under the court statute. Mr. Moreno Ocampo says other complaints were against U.S. forces in Iraq, but because neither the United States nor Iraq has accepted the court's authority, those cases are also outside its jurisdiction.
There is no detailed information about any case, against any person in Iraq. So we have no, most of them are letters of people angry with the problem, but no detailed reports. So like Congo, like something like that. There's nothing. So we have no, we don't know. We know more reading the newspapers than reading our communication about Iraq.
More than 90 nations have signed the court's treaty and put themselves under its jurisdiction, but the United States has refused, fearing the court could be used to prosecute U.S. soldiers for legitimate actions. The United States signed agreements with more than 40 countries not to hand over U.S. citizens and is trying to increase that number. Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo says he is confident the United States will join the court eventually. Lauren Comito for VOA News, The Hague.